We'll do it live.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Is it possible to have a great job and a great family all at the same time? Or does that job take too much time of yours? And Carrie Caseman is with us every other Tuesday, right?
Yeah. So you can't really say see you next Tuesday anymore.
See you the following Tuesday?
Yeah,
does that work?
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to Grant in Sherman Oaks. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey there. Hey there, Tim. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks.
I'm living proof that you can be totally present in your relationships with your family and your friends and totally love what you do. I'm a surgeon out in the valley. And, Tim, I just wanted to tell Ms. Kasem that I think she has a really, really hot and really sexy voice. And I was wondering if I could get her number, you know, if you want to put me on hold after the call.
Absolutely.
Oh, hey, that's one. I got one. To everybody's loving Teresa, who's absolutely stunningly gorgeous in person.
No. She doesn't hold a candle to you, Karen.
I love you. Can we just keep him on?
All right,
like, I'm feeling the same way about you, sweetheart.
That is great, man.
You all can right, always write me on my MySpace.
Yeah, just
no,
if your wife doesn't
much.
Mind. All right, get out of here, Jackass. Nut.
Oh, that Loses. Was sweet. I feel good.
You do?
I feel a little warm inside. A little warm fuzzies.
You don't think the guy was just BSing you, huh?
It's very possible. But just let me think.
I love
for
the guy
minute.
Who says, I got a great job, and I got a great wife, I got great kids. And by the way, what's the hot chick's phone number?
Oh, it's somebody, you know, it's somebody thinks I'm hot tonight. That's great.
Alex and Whittier, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
All Actually, right, dude.
I'm not married, but I've been in a lot of long-term relationships. 3-4 years. I've been in a 9-year relationship, and they always complain about how much time I have focused on my job. I'm a designer. I'm a musician. I'm an artist. I'm a photographer. And as we speak, I am working right now. I
what
wake
are you
up in the
on?
Morning. I do websites. I do graphic. It's a lot of graphic design stuff. And as a musician too, I do a lot of cover band stuff. I write my own things. So I wake up. I'm working. I go to sleep. I'm thinking about working. So
right.
Even when I'm with my current relationship, even in my current relationship now, that's all I think about.
Are you younger or older? Are you in your 20s or 30s or 40s?
I'm 27.
Yeah, a lot of times in your 20s, you kind of have to spend a lot of time getting your job together and making the money. So when you're in your 30s and you're married or in your 40s, you don't have to work as hard.
Yeah, actually, I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of my relationships, and I say, that's what I want to do.
Right.
I want to focus on getting my things together, and then by the time I'm in my mid-30s, that's when I make a decision. Do I want a family? Do I even want to continue a relationship?
You're
or
smart.
Married?
You
yeah.
are smart.
Well, you know,
that's right.
If a chick ran into you, she would be best to just run the other way, because not only are you married to your work, but you can't even decide what you want to do in work.
That's right. That's right. I mean, when you're the quote-unquote artist, your mind kind of goes into these tangents all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some call it art, some call it OCD or ADHD. But, you know, have you ever taken Ritalin?
Oh, no, Tim.
No, I mean, sometimes I think about it. I mean, I think
that might focus
no,
you.
No, creative people really have a hard time trying to find the one thing that they want to do.
I know, but I know some people who are creative and they got on Ritalin and they really focus.
Well,
in their
you
work.
Know, you can get on omega-3s, Tim, and it works just as well.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Ritalin is pretty good.
You know what I consider, actually, a lot of my relationships, I consider my women to be my drug, because if I find somebody who I'm really into, I get sometimes a little too into them, and I get, again, the whole artist thing, you become emotional. You become this emotional wreck sometimes. And after a couple
is
of years,
guy or girl?
I realized, man, maybe I do need to hook some drugs or something to relax. I can be driving. I'll be driving, and I'll go into this fog, and they'll tell me, what are you thinking about now? Nothing, you know, and I'll
all
be
right,
thinking
Alexis.
About a thousand things.
All right, Alexis, hold on one sec. We got something for you.
Fantastic.
All right.
Thank you.
Hold on. We'll give you a family 4-pack of tickets to Knott's Berry Farm. Check us out live at the broadcast on July 18th. Alex, don't feel like you have to use those tickets on July 18th. If that doesn't work for you, you come some other night. But we'll be out there July 18th. But if you want to go in August, you want to go in, you know, when the kids are back in school in September, you can use them any night other than July 18th as well. Just keep that in mind. Show up at Knott's after 4 p.m. and your tickets are half price. It's always a great place to hang. And everybody down there at Knott's always treats us like kings. So come on down to Knott's Berry Farm on July 18th. There you go.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It's a great night. It's nice and cool near the ocean down there in Buena Park. You get out of the valley, you slide down there, you enjoy yourself. Take
the kids.
You
going to go on any rides?
Yeah, I'll go on some rides. You know, I got I'll bring Soma and Vicodin in case my back goes out. I'll bring Tums and Imodium in case I get an upset stomach. And I'll enjoy myself. That's the way I go to Knott's. I mean, anywhere. That's where I go anywhere. It's not just Knott's. I, you know, I got the dinner. I take everything with me.
Jesus Christ.
A walking medicine cabinet. All right. Let's talk to a John in Huntington Beach on 97.1. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
All right, dude. You like your job or your family?
Both. I love them both.
You love them both. What do you do for a living?
Guard dogs. I handle them. I train them.
Oh, that's neat.
I deliver them.
What kind of dogs?
Rottweilers, pit bulls, shepherd.
How often do you go, oh, God damn it?
Once every month.
Yeah, I'm sure you get bitten a lot.
Yeah,
do you train in German or Dutch?
No.
No? A lot of people that train the guard dogs and the police dogs.
They train them in German?
German or Dutch.
Why?
So nobody else can give them commands?
Oh, I see. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. So the commands are all in German or Dutch.
What are some of the commands that you, you give these dogs?
Attack, heal, the basics.
And what? When you buy the dog's not trained, you probably pick it up for a couple $100. Then you turn around and sell it for what, a couple thousand?
Well, we also have Rottweiler puppies for $350 on sale right now.
On sale?
Yeah.
Do you have to have a coupon?
No coupon.
You don't get them from those like puppy mills, right? Where they keep the poor little dog in the
No.
Okay.
And
all our dogs are like very nice, very well taken care of.
Except for the one that bites you every month.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, but they all like
almost the same thing. Right.
And what dog bites you every month?
The pit bulls. Those will usually get me.
No matter how much training.
Can we stick Tim in a dog bite suit and film it? Put it on the internet. Come on, I bet people would love that.
Oh man,
I was thinking YouTube.
I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do
would
it.
You do
or
it?
YouTube or YouTube.
I think those things are really.
I love that. I think it's fun.
They got to be smelly and sweaty.
Possibly.
I mean, you're putting a suit on, and then you're going to be attacked by a dog.
It's a big, fuzzy, big, huge, like Nerf suit.
I don't know.
And Carrie?
Yes.
I also have a cat. I'm also a cat lover.
Oh, now that's rare.
Ah.
That's rare.
I have actually two of them.
What kinds?
Persian and just like a house cat.
And you don't use them as like treats for the dogs?
Tim, is this a guy?
Oh, no, I'm kidding. That is awesome.
Is
guys
Joan?
That have cats,
this is
rock.
Joan.
Yes, I have cats. A guy can have cats.
Is this Joanne?
No. I love John. John trains guard dogs and has cats. That's rare.
It's odd.
No, that's a good mix right there.
Hey, how many dogs do you have right now?
The guard dogs are at the job. The cats are at the house with the kids.
How many dogs do you have right now?
75.
Wow.
Wow.
Just to feed them every day is a couple $100.
Clean up after them.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
Like $300 for dog food.
Every what? Every week?
Every month.
Holy Christ. Hey, so these pit bulls that bite you, no matter how well trained they are, they could still snap?
Yeah.
Hmm. So it's not a good dog to get when you got kids?
No.
Okay.
I keep wanting to say like the F word, but I catch myself.
Good.
All right, well, we'll put you on hold. You can blast away.
Hey, can I get tickets to Knott's?
Yeah, you know, we just gave those away, but what we can do is give you... How many kids you have?
Two.
How about Orange County fair tickets?
Okay, that's cool.
You want to do that or you want to go to Knott's?
The fair.
All right, we'll give you that. We gave away. All right, hold on one sec. We'll give you those tickets. It's a pair of tickets, but we'll give you three. Let's mark them down for three tickets here.
What about, he doesn't have a wife?
Nah, you're not going to take the wife, right?
Divorced.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, so wait a minute. This guy
did
calls
the dogs
his...
ever bite your wife?
No, wait. Hold on one sec. What we're saying is, if you loved your job and you loved your family, you know, give us a call. This guy has a great job, but the wife is.
Well, maybe he takes care of his kids.
I love the kids.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Okay.
I got tested.
All right, but yeah, but the yeah, but dude, we were talking about if you love your job, you don't make a great husband, and you're like a perfect example of this.
Oh.
Well, all right, hold on one sec. We're going to give you the tickets anyway. You can take those kids. How old are they?
They're 2 and 4.
Ah, oh, lovely kids. Lovely time, man. You're going to enjoy this. We'll give you 3 tickets to the Orange County Fair going on right now through August 3rd at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa. Go to ocfair.com to hit up the ticket discounts, man. Look at that. ocfair.com. Can you have a great job and be a great husband or wife at the same time? That guy is proof that you can't.
Wow.
Guys,
but I mean, I can understand him. You know, he really spends time with the kids. He has custody of his kids, so the job doesn't take him away from his kids. He's still there with his kids. It wasn't the wife.
Yeah, he loves
but...
those kids, man. And loves those dogs. Just the wife he couldn't tolerate.
And the cats. He loves the cats, too.
Yeah. Wayne, in L.A., you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hello, I'm on the air.
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, well, actually, I'm from Houston, actually. I'm from Southside.
All right. Well, welcome to Los Angeles. Did you use the F word?
No.
I think he did.
No, he said smoke his crack.
And F his prostitutes.
Oh,
I think
he
used the whole F word.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
Wayne, please, you do a tremendous disservice to all of our friends in Houston when you come to Los Angeles and act like a child. Please, Wayne. For God's sakes.
It ain't going to get one more listener.
So I shouldn't give the speech? I don't know. All right, let's talk to Miles in Santa Ana. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I just want to make a quick reference. It's kind of a geek moment. I just wanted to mention, by coincidence, it was a show that both your dads were part of that came on today, by coincidence.
They came on today? What?
New movies. Oh, I know your dad is Shaggy, right?
Yeah, Shaggy.
Yeah, my dad did an episode of Scooby-Doo.
Oh. Wait, we showed it today.
Yeah, it was Coach Conway.
He showed it on cable today.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
That's so cool. Was it on like one of those like Scooby-Doo where they play Scooby-Doo every day?
Boomerang.
Oh, that's great, really man. Cool. I haven't seen that episode in a while.
Yeah, I'm about the same generation as you, Conway, so I used to watch the Carol Burnett show, too. So.
Yeah, you know? I watched that myself. Well, we had to.
Yeah, sure.
That's cool. Our dads were together today, and now we're
together.
And now we're together. Look at that.
Yeah, and if you had a kid, maybe the kids could be together.
Miles, thanks. Not yeah. What?
If you had a kid, then maybe our kids could play together.
Three generations. That's what I thought you said.
3 generations of cases.
But I do have a kid, D.
Maybe if you had a son, that your son could eventually date my daughter.
I do have a son. He just happens to have fur all over his body with little sharp kitty teeth and a little tail. Claws and little paws.
All right. Thanks for calling, Miles.
Oh, thanks.
Right.
Welcome, Crazy. All right. Now, the kid is listening right now, right?
He might be listening. Dead serious, yeah.
Let's talk to Damon in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1. How are you? Hey.
Hello?
Hey,
hello?
You're on here.
Yeah. I quit my job, man, to be with my family. And when you do what you love to do, like I do, it is kind of tough to be married because my
what do you
wife.
Do?
I do motivational speaking and business training.
Oh, motivational speaking?
Yeah.
Yeah, and also I have a clown business too. And you know, I talk to people wherever I go, and that's where I drum up my business. But my wife, she is like the polar opposite, and she can't stand it.
Right.
So,
oh, I see. Right. So you're very outgoing. She's very shy.
Yeah, I mean, it's like if I'm and like 99% of the business comes from just casual conversation.
Did you say you have a clown business?
I also do a clown business as well. You know, I do, like, entertainment for kids and stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool.
And I also throw that into some of my motivational speaking gigs and stuff like that. And
Do you ever combine the two?
Like,
you do motivational speaking while making balloon animals?
Yeah, and it really blows away my audience because, you know, the point to make is that you can't look at me in a 3-piece suit and think that all I do is business training because there are other gifts and talents that are yet undiscovered, you know?
Right. How do you motivate people? I mean, for people who are not motivated, like let's say I'm a guy who's not motivated. How would you motivate me?
Well, basically, I just find out a little bit about you And then we start to tap into what makes you click. I mean, what makes you excited? What makes you happy about life? And then we try to just, like, accentuate those points. And before the end of the conversation, I mean, hey, you're geared to go. I mean, I could take some of the most dead folks and raise them from that dead, you know?
That's great.
That's pretty neat.
Good for you.
You know,
and you can't find a chick that likes that, huh?
Man, I got married before I got into the business full time. You know,
can you find a girl that kind of does what you do?
There are plenty of them out there, and I get plenty of offers. The only thing is, I mean, I'm committed to my marriage and everything, but boy, it's like pulling teeth to get her to.
He's married.
Yeah, yeah. You need to get divorced and marry like Hobo Kelly.
Oh boy, you just don't know how many times I've thought about it.
Yeah, you need like a woman clown.
Well, she does the face painting for me whenever I'm, you know, when I'm doing my account business or whatever. And we just put it up to the one against the other.
Do you ever see that clown down in, I don't know if it's South Central or Compton, but he teaches a crunking class? And is it crunk? Is that right? Is that
dance class or whatever?
Is that it?
Crump? What is crump?
Yeah, crump. Man, there's some crazy dance they got out.
It's
I know
pretty
what
gnarly.
You're talking about.
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about? The guy who dresses like a clown and then makes everybody else dress like clowns and they go around and dance?
I've never seen that one. I've heard about them, but I've never seen them myself, though.
Hey, Bubba, I don't mean to judge you here because I don't know you, but if you're a clown and a motivational speaker, you should go home and thank that woman every day that she's sitting in that house of yours.
Well, you know what? The thing is, the thing that got her attached to me in the first place is that I made her laugh. But then at the same time, there were times that she was down while I would bring her up, and she was like, wow, you really have a talent, you know?
If she's upset and, like, depressed, and you guys are maybe in the bedroom, do you ever go sneak away, get in the bathroom, put your clown costume on, and, like, come out and run around for her?
No, I don't do that.
No.
I don't do that.
No.
We're past that now.
But, I mean, when you said you made her laugh, did you tell her, like, a really hard, like, joke, or did you open up a can of nuts and snakes came out?
No, neither one. Just, you know, I can just take, like, something simple that's in the area or whatever, you know, and poke fun at it. And that's what made her laugh. She was like, you know, I've never laughed this hard in my life, man. You're too funny.
Wow. I love guys that have a sense of humor. That's really important.
Did you have the outfit on when you met her?
Yeah.
I had on some overalls when I met her. It was funny. That's part of, like, at that time, I wasn't even doing the clown business. I kind of, like, put that into it. My kids are laughing in the back.
The overalls were just the beginning, though. You know, that was
kind of
like...
Yeah, the overalls were pretty much the beginning.
How many kids you have?
And I have five, actually.
Ooh.
Five.
I only have one biological, so the other four are adopted, you know.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how old are they?
They're 4, 6, 7, 8, and 20. My 20-year-old is my biological.
Wow, so the 20-year-old, like, you don't really put on the clown costume for him, but for the kids.
Nah, he's off the payroll. He's not into the fun thing. He's pretty much working, doing his thing now.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
The other ones, my kids, my younger ones, they're learning how to twist balloons and, you know, entertain people as well.
He's teaching them at a young age. Look, they can grow
up. It sounds like a reality show,
definitely,
dude.
Definitely. You know, it does, but you're giving them tools for when they get older.
My son, my 8-year-old, he actually has his own business. It has nothing to do with the clown business.
What's he in? But finance?
He actually, you ever heard this thing? And I think they have it like in like Bel Air and all that, called To the Curb, where they do like a garbage can to the trash, to the service or whatever, to the curbs.
Oh, you mean where they put the numbers back on the curbs?
No, where they actually take your trash can from your yard and put it out to the curb for the trash can to come get it.
Right.
He does that. He does that for a living. And he's doing really good. I mean, he has his own fictitious name statement. He has his own bank account.
How old is he?
He's 8.
8 years old.
That's really cute.
He's 8 years old. And, yeah, he has that cute kid factor, and a lot of people are supporting him.
Where does he live? What city?
Right here in Long Beach.
Because I could use his service out in the valley.
You know what?
He can't drive.
Pam, I can drive.
No, but the kid, you know, does he ride a bike? Maybe bicycle from, you know.
Well, I mean, he's not going to bike from Long Beach to the valley.
I'm kidding.
Maybe hop on a, maybe I could pick him up.
Hey, look, if you want to, you can come pick him up. I'm sure he'd love to be with Tim Conway.
Thank you, sir.
He can then play with Sophia.
I don't know if it's worth it financially to go to Long Beach, pick him up, take him back to my house, have him pull the cans out.
Yeah, maybe not.
And then drop him off again.
Well, maybe he could do a bunch of your neighbors.
Mm, oh, yeah. Really good.
How about that? We can advertise out there. His goal, Tim, he said, is to get 10,000 customers.
Wow. How much does he charge per customer?
He charges $2.50 per house per week.
Jeez, that's a bargain, man.
It's a bargain.
What's he call his company?
It's called Isaiah's Trash Can of Success.
He needs to up that to a buck a can a week.
Well, it's a
buy the can, buy the can. That should be his slogan.
Yeah, exactly. It's, I can't remember what he said the slogan was, but it's a cute little thing he's got going on. And I mean, like,
hey, has this ever happened? We got to take a break. Has this ever happened to your son? Like, he'll be dragging a trash can out of somebody's yard, and he'll drop it off, you know, he'll fall over, and he'll throw the trash back in, and he'll fall over it, and he'll stumble over it, and then the guy will yell, man, hey, what is your dad, a clown?
Hey, look, it happened to him once, and it was full of grass, man. Full of grass. Hey, look, Tim, how about some tickets to Knott's, man, for me and the kids?
Well, you know what?
You'd be fun, only if you dress in your clown suit. If he comes in his clown suit...
I'll do it now. Twist balloons the whole time we're there.
All right. Hold on one second. Let's see if Gina can work something out here for you. We'll definitely give you a video game. We'll see if we can get you the Knott's tickets. I don't know if we have any more left. But we'll give you a NASCAR 09 for the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and the PlayStation 2. Get ready to race your way into NASCAR 09 from AE Sports. Getting on track has never been easier. And Gina will try to also get that guy tickets to... Knott's Berry Farm. Seems like a decent father out there, huh? Working his ass off, adopting kids, showing them a better life.
Sounds like a great guy.
And he is motivating those kids, but now the 8-year-old's got a business. The 8-year-old's in business. I'd hire that guy in a second when he turns 18.
I really have an issue with taking my cans in and out for trash.
I hate it.
I can't stand it. And I miss it sometimes. Sometimes I leave them out too long. And my neighbor, Myrna, like 80-year-old neighbor, I can't.
Sorry, I get too crazy. All right, gang. Carrie Kasem's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Sorry.